Welcome to the daily VFN radio highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. Talking about, Jesus begins to explain what reality is. He's trying to give us some comparisons, and he talks about it in Matthew 22. He says, the kingdom of God is like this. Mm-hmm. So we're talking about, if we're in God's kingdom, this is what it's like. He says, there was a king, hint, Jesus. There was a king, Jesus is saying this now. This is not your local whoever, whatever. Mm-hmm. This is God's son saying, there was a king. And the king was preparing for a wedding banquet. And this is all about a bride. This is all about us being married to Jesus and the Father presenting us to his son as a bride. Mm-hmm. And Jesus is the bridegroom. And when we get to heaven, it's going to be a big banquet. And it's appointed once for everybody to be there. But we're going to find out we're all not going to stay there. Because he talks about this is going to be a wedding banquet. And so this king prepares a wedding banquet, and he gets it all together. And he goes out and he begins to invite the people who was intended to be there. Hey, the wedding banquet's ready. Got everything going. You know, this is me right now telling you possibly, hey, Jesus loves you. He's got a plan for your life. You can come to this banquet. You can turn your life over to him right now. You can get saved. Give your life to God and begin to live for him.
Mm-hmm.
And Jesus says this. This is Jesus. So don't be all shocked and stuff. I mean, this is Jesus telling us what it's going to be like with some people.
Mm-hmm.
They refuse to go.
Mm.
I am not going to go to your church gathering. Mm. I am not going to go sit down in a coffee shop and talk about Jesus. I don't want anything to do with it. They refused.
Mm-hmm.
Was God's intention for them to be there? Yes. Did he prepare all that for them? Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Does that mean that you're going to make it there? No. You can refuse.
Mm-hmm.
And then Jesus said they refused. So then he comes back and he says, let's go send them out again and ask them again. That obviously, I'm going to give them what's on the menu. If I tell them all the good stuff that's on the menu, you know, that we killed the fatted calf and, you know, we have gold streets and forgiveness of sins and relationship with the Father. And he's going to tell them what's on the menu. If you tell them what's on the menu, you know, they just didn't hear clear enough. This is Jesus. We're talking right now. And so they say, they go out and they start telling them what he said to tell them. And you're thinking, oh, this is it. They're going to come down, obviously. This is it, man. They're talking about the fatted calf. They're talking about gold streets. They're talking about all this wonderful stuff. So they're definitely going to be at the party, right? Well, the first time they refuse to even go. I mean, how many Americans have refused to go?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we don't mind being religious, but if you're going to require me to go and do something, and this time, listen to this, this time, John, man, think about this. This time, they didn't refuse, but they didn't even pay attention. They didn't even respond. No, that's just Greg talking about Jesus again. You know, didn't even respond. Didn't respond at all. That's major, isn't it?
Right. Yeah.
That's so major. The fact that they didn't even respond, they didn't even pay any attention to the messengers.
Mm-hmm.
Think about it. And so one said this. He said, "You know, I've been working at this company 10 years now.
Right.
I've been working 10 years, and Jesus wants me to have a career." A career, a career, and he understands that my 401J, 401K is there, and I mean, I've got to be able to afford my retirement where I can continue to do nothing for God and get paid for it, and he understands that, and says they went back to their businesses. Not only did they not even pay attention to the people that are talking to them about this banquet. This is Jesus talking. This is the kingdom of God. And he says, seek first the kingdom of God. And so they just refused.
Right.
And then this other crew, they said, you know, I'm not going to give up my house and my property and all that. I'm not going to give up my field. Do you know how long it took me to how many mortgage payments I've paid on this piece of property, and and we got the wallpaper just right, or whatever color just right on, you know, I mean, everything, every piece of thing is just, oh, but I, Jesus gave me this field. I would not leave it. Right?
Right.
That's right.
I'm sure he's cool with that. He's not, he doesn't mind that I just turned my nose up and walked away from him, right? And so then, this is how the king responds. And so Jesus has given us a hint that this dispensation of grace will not last forever. This is like, okay, cool, all right. It's not going to last forever. It gives us time to repent. And he says this very specifically. The king was, and not only that, listen to this. Not only did they refuse to listen to him, change their job or give up their job for God or leave their property, but then they actually mistreated them, ridiculed them, blogged on them, put, you know, gossiped. And because you understand, when somebody's doing something wrong, the way they deflect from that is to make other people look wrong. I have a good case study for this, but we're not going to talk about it. Understand that. And so then they even killed them. They killed him. Listen, he won't shut up. Go put Jeremiah in fetters. Just shut him up, because he's telling us we need to leave our stuff. And this is what Jesus says. He says the king was enraged. He was enraged. Think about it. What is he saying? There's going to be a day that this loving Jesus, this loving king,
that's right,
he's going to be enraged, and he's going to be trampling down the vintage where the grapes of wrath are stored. That his garments will be covered with the blood of those who walked away and chose everything other than him. But you have to understand, we're choosing to be under the hoof of his horse. We're not. He's not telling us. He's saying, no, that's not what I want. No, I don't want that. But we're saying, I choose to be trampled. I choose it. He says the king was enraged. He sent his army and destroyed those murderers and burned their cities. Do we really think in America, if we keep walking away from God, do we really think that we serve a different Jesus? That he's not upset? I mean, he loves us. But you've never been angry until you loved, because there's nobody that can make you angrier than people that you love.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? And so that's a dangerous anger, right?
Somebody gonna get hurt.
and so understanding that so all of a sudden, do you think we're not gonna suffer consequences as a nation if we keep on turning our backs away from God and saying, you know, we're just too busy? Don't you? I understand we're robbing you, God. I know we're interested. 97% of us are just not even giving to you what's yours.
How long is that going to last?
Yeah, and only 17-19% of us, you know, are even thinking about reading, you know, what you have to say. And most of that is like yada yada, everybody, because only 3% are reading in the context of wanting to apply it to their life. With 3% are saying, yes, I'll come to the banquet. This is important, because there's a gospel being preached that says, hey, as long as you show up, everything's cool. Just, you know, as long as you just show up, you know, that being invited means you're in. And then he said to his servant, he says, listen, I want you to go out there and I want you to find anybody and everybody. I mean, go in the streets and just tell them all, the good and the bad. Just get them all in here. Get them all in here, right? And what happens with that is that a lot of people have been convinced that because God loves them, because God invited them, then there's nothing required on their behalf. Nothing at all. And so they say, you know what? And then they justify where they are because of the grid. They do put a grid down and say, well, listen, he didn't even listen to Jesus, and he didn't even come, and she didn't do this, and I am here every single twice a month. I'm here.
I'm biweekly here.
That's right.
Bi-weekly.
I even teach whatever that class was called. They told me to teach. and so there's this feeling that and people are giving people the impression, because you showed up, you're right. But then all of a sudden Jesus said the king begins to walk through the banquet, and he starts looking at this one particular person. He says, how did you get in here?
Right.
Of course, the explanation would be, I was walking around and they told me, whosoever will come, come, whosoever will come, come in here.
I mean, just show up.
Yeah, and all of a sudden, you know, and it's like they would have this conversation. But the king says, you're not even dressed. You're not even dressed. You are not even dressed the way you should be dressed.
Right.
You're not even wearing the wedding garments. Well, you don't even belong here. You don't even belong here that you, how did you get in here? And then this is what the guy says. The guy says this. He says, mm-hmm. he looks at the king.
Mm-hmm.
He looks at the king and he says nothing. He's speechless.
Mm.
He's speechless. Think about it. He's speechless. Right. Think about it.
Right.
You can't say nothing. Why is he speechless? Because he wasn't dressed. You know what? Nobody told you you had to be dressed. And let me tell you what the dress is. The dress is what he tells us in Revelations 19, 6 and 8. He says that they are clothed with the righteous deeds of the saints. You have to do something. You're known by your fruit. You're known by your deeds, what you do. You're going to be naked if all you did was show up. You have to make him the Lord of your life. You have to be his disciple. You have to be fruitful, and you can only do that by abiding with him. Listen, he was naked and speechless because he didn't know God. He said, many people are going to come to me that day, Matthew 7. He says, Lord, Lord, did we not? You're not, your fruit is not your gift.
Mm.
He says, your dress, he says it very specifically in Revelations 19, 6 through 8, at the banquet, at the wedding banquet. He says, for the wedding of the Lamb has come, and his bride has made herself ready. Fine linen, bright and clean, was given to her to wear. And it says, fine linen stands for the righteous acts of the saints.
Mm.
Listen, don't listen to people who are telling you don't have to walk this out, that you don't have to be fruitful, that you're not known by your deeds. Over and over again, look at Revelation over and over again as he's writing to the church. Over and over, you think about it. Revelations 2 to the church of Ephesus, I know your deeds. Revelations 2:19 to the church of Thyatira, I know your deeds. Revelations 3:1 to the church of Sardis, I know your deeds. Revelations 3:8 to the church of Philadelphia, I know your deeds. Think about it. Think about this.
Mm-hmm.
Think about this. Think mm-hmm. about it. That faith and works go together. Faith and deeds go together.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, America, we've got to stand up and do what's right. And we can only do that through Jesus Christ. We cannot. It's not going to end well for us. Why? Let me tell you why. As we're closing, let me tell you why. Because this is what happens. This is what happens. Jesus then says this. Take rope, tie his feet, tie his hands, and throw him into the fire where there's weeping, darkness, and gnashing of teeth.
Mm.
For many have been invited, but few are chosen.
Mm.
It's so important to listen. You can't just sit there again and again and do nothing and expect and watch people be the church while you yourself literally just you're a voyeur just watching righteous deeds of the saints while you yourself are naked at the wedding banquet and not realizing that he's going to begin to walk through the crowd and he's going to say, how did you get in here?
Mm.
If you say you were invited, you're absolutely right. But if you say that you became a disciple of Jesus, you'd be absolutely wrong because we're known by our fruit and our deeds. You show me faith without works and I'll show you.
That's right.
Faith by works. Listen. He calls it useless. He says it's useless faith. And let me tell you something, America. Our religion is useless outside of us getting involved in doing what our Lord and Savior, Jesus, commanded us to do. You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.